Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
John 18:36. And Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, and I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from thence." Pilate therefore said unto him, "Art thou a king then?" Jesus answered, "Thou sayest that I am a king. For to this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. And any man that is of the truth hears my voice." The unseen realm, the believer, and the spiritual warfare, part 3. So I began to share with us last week, and I think apart from the razzmatazz and the jokes and the laughter, you need to listen to that message and isolate the very important factors. But one thing that is very clear, and I need you to give me your attention, don't go around, is that there is a supernatural realm that exists above us and amongst us. And that supernatural realm is divided into two levels. There is the dark kingdom, and there's the kingdom of light. There is a dark kingdom. It's called dark for a reason. Not because Satan is black. Satan is not black. Come on, are you here now? Satan is not black. It's not because he's evil that they paint him black. All right? The tires on your car, they are dark, but you still buy them. So it's not the color. Are you with me? The reason why things are not working for you is not because of your complexion. All right? So this is serious stuff here. There's a kingdom of light, and there's a kingdom of darkness. And this is very, very important. It sounds very, very basic, but it's very important. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, the scripture says, 1 Peter 2, 9, say, "But you are a chosen generation and a royal priesthood and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praise of him who has called you out of where?" Where were you before? Where was your location? He called you out of darkness into what? The light is not just bright, it is marvelous. That means it is beautiful. The revelation of the knowledge of God's Son. Hallelujah. You are not set free from the kingdom of darkness and released. You are moved from kingdom into another kingdom. You are moved out of the yoke of Satan, and you are yoked with the Lord. You are yoked with the cross. That is why any Christianity that is free, that can do anything and get away with it, it's an aberration. Yes. Because you are moved from one kingdom into another. If you got a US visa or a US citizenship, would it take you 1 minute to tell everybody that you are not a US citizen? There's a way it registers. Because now you belong to another kingdom. Which means, even though your name may be Ayomide, and may be Bakindo, may be Kara Namoda, whatever your name is, the fact that you have that passport, the fact that you are now a British citizen and you have a red passport, means that even on this soil, Nigeria can't touch you anyhow. On this Nigerian soil. The moment you get into the British embassy, you are no more in Nigeria. You are where? In the UK, not by geography, in terms of literally traveling there, but the fact that this territory has been cordoned, it has been marked off. You are now in the king's territory, even though you are still 6 hours away by flight. So because some people are saying, "Oh, since I gave my life to Christ, nothing has changed." Excuse me. We didn't change location physically. You change your location in the spirit realm. What I'm saying to you is that when a man comes to Christ, they move him. They don't leave you where you used to be. You got to understand that the reason why your friends change is not because we are trying to tell people you gave your life to Christ. The reason why your friends change is because your kingdom changed. You dance to another drumbeat. You salute another flag. You march to another call. You are beckoned to by another king. When we tell people to live well, it is not because of home training. It's because of our kingdom. Because culture is changing. Culture is not the way it used to be. Many of our children, they don't prostrate anymore when they greet. Culture is evolving. In the next 10 years, 20 years, nobody will even prostrate to anybody again. In the next 40 years, children will call you by your first name. Regardless of the fact that you are their father's best friend. The first time they call you Mr. Adam, the second time is Adam. Come on, are you here? So there is a kingdom. Now, whether you know it or not is irrelevant. It is what it is. So every time you try to be like the world, how do people be like the world now on social media? When you try to be like the world, you are only telling us that it's either you're a bastard son or you are not part of us. Many people will go from church to hell. Come on, say not me. I said every time that you see the commandments of God as grievous, it only means two things. Either you are a bastard son, the one that was trained but didn't receive the training, or you are not even part of us. Because the scripture says the commandments are not grievous. Are you still here? Tell your neighbor there's a kingdom. Which side are you? Hallelujah. Now, in a kingdom, we have subjects, we have citizens. So you are redeemed from darkness. That means you are darkness. You are darkness. You are not just redeemed from the kingdom of darkness. Yes, you are redeemed from the kingdom of darkness, but you are redeemed, called out of darkness. That means darkness was your estate. Darkness was your reality. The knowledge of God was hidden from you. The knowledge of God was kept from you. And that is why it seems that every time the truth of God's word is being preached, it's as if it's like an arrow trying to pierce darkness. That's why you may be in a church and you are listening to the word of God and you are agreeing, say, yes, 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 it's making sense, it's making sense. Then you get out of church and by the time you get to Ojota, you are looking for the message, you can't find it. Because the truth needs to penetrate. You cannot say you've heard the word of God until there's a penetration. And the evidence of a penetration is that it begins to alter your mindset. It begins to alter your beliefs. It begins to change your posture and your positioning. Because before now, you used to think you could do this and get away. But now, based on God's word and by revelation, you realize that everything has consequences. Whether in the physical world or in the spiritual. So there's a reality of a spirit realm. And Satan prefers to keep us blinded. Bible says, who the God of this world? As what? Give me that scripture. That was a doctrine of Paul. The God of this world has blinded their eyes that they should not behold the glorious gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. So Satan will never tell you don't read your Bible as long as you are blind. Are you here? I said, Satan will never tell you don't pray. As long as the revelation is not cast in your spirit, you will not pray. You will struggle. You will agree with what I'm saying, but you will not pray. Why do believers go through problems and they think that the solution to that problem is to avoid God? Hello? Have you ever thought, do you understand what I'm saying? If you have a problem, let's say you had a problem in your office and you got frustrated and you prayed, and the problem was still there. Then you get frustrated. Or your mother-in-law is stressing your life. Now it's like that. Even say, I don't want to go to church. Do you think anybody will open his mouth and say, I don't want to follow God? But when they will say things like, I'm not going to church for the next 3 weeks. Are you still here? Are you still here? Are you still here? Nobody will see Satan and say, I want to follow him. Are we together? If you see the guy and he's black with 3 horns, will you follow him? But if they say, let's go to club, Let's go for, you know, somebody is doing his birthday in your office and they are using ABC Club, you know, somewhere down the street in your around your office. So you go. You do not know that that club is a temple for Satan. You think it's just a club. That the owner of that club is the pastor, sent to recruit men, register them. And when you are there, you just buy a bottle of malt. You say it's just malt. You say it's just malt, but you bought it from Satan. It's not what it is. They are lying to you. It takes revelation to see that when you bring your child for dedication in church, you brought him to an altar. Come on, are you? Everything you see in this reality is divided in kingdoms. Either it is being controlled by one dynasty called darkness, or is controlled by God. However you try to paint it is not the issue. The fact is, Satan's goal is to keep you in that state of not being aware. So that for you, you are just somebody that woke up and is trying to make a decision for your life. But as far as Satan is concerned, as long as you are ignorant, as long as you don't paint everything in between two kingdoms, every decision is either going to advance this kingdom of light or going to advance the kingdom of darkness. There's no neutrality. There's no neutrality. If you marry somebody that has a good behavior but is not born again, you have married a son of Satan. Yes. Even if his father is a pastor, but he is not saved, Satan is your real spiritual father-in-law. Yes. So I just like her. She's very sincere. We don't marry for sincerity. In this kingdom, we don't marry for sincerity. We look at so many other things. Come on, are you here? Yes, now, the church is quiet. Are you still here? Yes, people don't like this kind of message. You know, but it's what it is. You know. The Bible says in the book of Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13, he said he has delivered us from the power. Come on, are you here? Colossians 1:13. He said he has delivered us from the power of darkness. The word power there is exousia. The word used power, the power of darkness, is the word exousia, which means the power of choice. He delivered us from the power of choice that is rooted in darkness. The liberty of doing as one pleases. That's exousia. Exousia is not just for kingdom. It's not just on the positive side. Any reality you find in Christ, there's a satanic version. The Bible says whether there be thrones and whether there be dominions, whether there be principalities, all things exist for him and by him. Which means that it is not only fallen angels that are principalities and powers. We have angelic beings that are princes. Michael is a prince. Come on, are you here? Michael is the prince over the nation of Israel. There are thrones. There are 24 elders that sit around God the Father. There are thrones. There are dominions. There are beings that are created in the realm of the spirit. And the best way to describe them is dominion. You can't call them angels because they are not angels. I told you that there are at least 13 players in the realm of the spirit, and there are more than that. We still have the Nephilims. We have other players there. But there are some, they call them principalities. That word principality is from the word prince. That means they are royalty. Come on, are you here now? They are royalty. So princes rule over territories. In Maryland, there are princes. In the spiritual realm, that are, when they say Maryland, they are the ones who answer, not you. Forget the fact that you live around here. When they are looking for people who live in Maryland, in the spiritual realm, it's not you that we answer. And let me give you a secret. If you want to dethrone a prince, and you have to be very careful, and I'll come back and I will address this, but let me push this. Don't ask me until I've addressed it. Don't ask me again until I've addressed it. There's not, in a way, okay, let me rephrase and skip till I come back. But let me say this. If you have in this room, assume that this room is Lagos State. Is there anybody here who is not a Christian? Whether by name or by practice? Most likely no. All right? What that means is that it's going to be very difficult for somebody who is not of our order to come in here, stand on this podium, and begin to say, and begin to sing a secular song. Like those ones that you like. You don't post them on your status, but you are singing them in your, you have your headset, you are flying those songs, you are enjoying them in your room. You understand? But you are the choir leader. Then people begin to ask, what? No, I didn't mention anybody's name. Then people begin to understand, I begin to ask, what happened to the glory of God when we worship? People are asking, they can't explain. It's still the same song we are singing. It's still the same gyration, but the glory is absent. Because it is not what you do physically that brings the glory. It is the altar you bow to secretly that determines the spirit that will show up when you step out. You've got to understand this thing. A lot of believers are careless. A lot of believers are reckless. So we become pawns for players, big players in the spirit realm. So as we are all seated here, if somebody were to come here now and begin to sing a song by, some of you may not know the band, but it used to be a popular singer, but I think it's in Christ now. You see, and some of all these people you are following, they will soon give their life to Christ and become pastors. You will sing their song and go to hell. So you have to be very careful. There's some of them on Twitter then, many years ago. She will be posting nudity and several things, and people were, she was leading, discipling many people. One day, after some time, nobody saw her. She just emerged. Her name starts with an M, a stage name or whatever, media name, starts with an M. She just came out and said, she's now in Christ, she's chained. And she used to curse God and curse the Bible. Curse God, openly. Who is God? If he says, if he exists, let him come here. I have questions. There's no God. I'm still here. Praise God. I'm still here. Yeah, it was. She was Miss Yanni. Now she's in Christ. You understand? So keep sharing their posts and keep liking it. The moment you like it, you are part of them. Okay, you didn't get that one. Just leave it. Just leave. Because you know, I told you, you go online and you see Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. What else do you have? TikTok. And the other ones nobody knows about, but you have them on your phone. When God looks at us, he only sees spirit realm. Light, dark. He doesn't see, like, okay, this one is Facebook, but he's good. The owner of Facebook doesn't go to church. His name is Mark, but he's not a Christian. Are you with me? So it's not about the name. Your name may be Aminta Bashar, and you may be on your way to heaven. And your name may be Mark, and you'll be on your way to hell. In fact, your name may be Muhammad, and you're on your way to heaven. And your name may be even be Jesus, and you're on your way to hell. It's not name we are using to know who will go to heaven. Your name may be Christos, and your name is number one in the book of hell. It doesn't matter. Say Christos, Christos, Christos. But you are number one. Look at it. It's not alphabetically arranged. There's a kingdom of darkness, and there's a kingdom of light. And everything you do here tells us which kingdom you represent. Come on, are you still here? Come on, say, I'm not part of them that draw back. Hallelujah. So before you wear that cloth on Monday, ask yourself, does this represent our kingdom or the other kingdom? I think that one will solve the problem instead of pastor trying to shout and shout and shout. Then how do you know what you can wear? Ask yourself, can I preach with it? Hello? Standard question. What's the question? Can I preach with it? That's all. If you can answer that question, wear it. Alright? Are you here? Now, I was trying to say something. I said, if you came to this place and somebody came and started singing a song for the band, because we are all Christians, we become immediately offended. Are you with me? Then most likely we will say, Oga, go out. I'm trying to explain a principle for principality here. Huh? Everywhere, go and check it. Everywhere there seems to be the reign of sin. Check the number of believers there. Both in numerical strength and in godly sense, in the sense of standing boldly and saying we are Christians. Huh? If somebody, just the way I cannot go to a mosque now and begin to say, before I say anything, praise the Lord. they have, because of their numbers, they have become a principality. They become a force to reckon with. Somebody, are you still here? So if you want to depopulate the influence of a principality in an area, get more Christians there. The moment you form a quorum, you can appeal for that guy to be impeached. Hello? I'm teaching you spiritual stuff here because we've allowed many of those princes to stay perpetually. It's not you that we remove the prince. I didn't ask you to go and bind any prince of Greece or Persia. I didn't ask you to go and bind prince of Persia because that's the mistake some of you again are still making. But I will come back. Some people went to bind what they could not bind. There are the bindables and the unbindables. So before you bind something, you have to find out, is this thing among the things God gave us that are bindable? When Daniel was experiencing warfare and he was praying, it was the angel that came to him and said, look, there has been resistance in the spirit realm. Did Daniel bind the prince of Greece, of Persia? He didn't. That was angelic activity. It's not your area. God will clear them. But I've heard of people who went to challenge one spirit and they got divorced in 3 weeks. They started falling sick because they took the authority beyond. So for you to do that, you must have a word from the Lord. That's what I'm saying. All right. So principalities can be weakened when you bring an opposing force into the area, into the space, and multiply their numbers. You can weaken them. And that's why God said to them, whenever you go into the land that I've promised you, make sure that you fill up everywhere. Take away their idols. Take away everything that looks like what those kingdoms represent. Take them out and be there. It's the same thing the Americans did, or the people who left Europe and came to what we now call the United States. They came in and took out, killed a lot of the Native Americans. So today, many of you look at the U.S. and you never even think that they are not the original occupiers. Come on, are you here? They brought in numbers. That's why the scripture said, if two or three of you shall agree as touching any matter, because there are certain things you try to attempt, they will resist you because you didn't form a quorum. This kind of prayer requires agreement spiritually. And it requires more than one person. So if you pray and you didn't get it, get another believer who understands spiritual authority, agree together. If it fails, then get a third person. God says they will not be able to stand. Are you here? So sometimes you know, it's just, let me give you a very good example. If I were to lift this speaker or that speaker or this big one here, this, I think it's subwoofer, what do you call this? Woofer? If I try to lift it myself, I may experience some physical strain. Even though I'm spiritually capable, but physically, I don't have what it takes to lift that speaker. Then I call four of us. The load becomes shared. Are you with me? The load becomes what? It becomes shared. What that means is that we will just lift it and it will look like that thing that was so heavy. It's just like a piece of cake. It's because where two or three are gathered. It's a spiritual principle. So some of you are praying for the deliverance of your family. You need to get into a quorum. You need to find another member of your family. Two or three. I'm preaching here. I say you need to find two or three. And then repray that prayer. Because your battery life may not be strong enough. You know, I didn't travel. Something happened at home. I was trying to iron some clothes. And then I left the iron plugged. It was on. And I went out. I left the house. Went to do God's work. You know, I was doing my thing. God did not tell me I was about to blow the house. So they took the light. And it switched to inverter. The inverter is not structured for that kind of activity. But it was on. Then later my son or my daughter called and said, the inverter is blinking the red light, which means the battery is down. No activity changed except that something was introduced. And funny enough, nobody went to my room, so nobody knew I left the iron plugged. It took my wife, who also went on her own, you know. She now came back and saw it. Hey! They want to burn the house. So when she called me, I couldn't believe that I could actually be that careless. So I was sober. I started thinking about it. I'm trying to describe to you that just because it's a small iron doesn't mean this capacity is equal to the size. Something may be small, but have incredible capacity. It can drain you. You can bind a demon and start having sleepless night. If you are not spiritually strong. If you are the one that still combine R. Kelly with some other things. You understand? You just realize that you are always having migraine. But you won't know it is the demons. You are combining two acidic and you are combining two things that should never be together. So you have to choose a side. Tell your neighbor, choose a side. If you want to be a Christian, be a Christian. Let me preach to your neighbor. God is not here to solve your problem. There are serious issues at stake here. Are you here now? Come on, are you blessed? You are not talking. Are you blessed? You guys are not agreeing with me. So I'm going to start preaching the message from beginning again. Because it's like you guys did not really hear what I said. If you are not smiling, that means you are angry. Now, darkness. That word darkness also means darkening. A process to darken knowledge. Which is this that darkness cancels? That was Job, right? Which is this that darkness cancels? You look at the counsel of the Lord, and you, by your posture and your speech, people even become more confused about what the Lord is saying. Do you darken counsel? You darken counsel, and that word darkness also represents ignorance. Ignorance. And I got to tell you that you do not know. Even if you are the Queen of England, it doesn't mean anything. Now, permit me to say this. Maybe if the Lord permits, I'll go into this in the second service. When the Queen of England died, you know, I was already working on this series. The Lord told me, say this woman that died is a principality. The Lord told me that she is a principality. I said, do we have earthly principality? Say yes. She's a principality. The way you have the Prince of Persia in the spirit realm, she's a principality here. You know, the woman is very quiet. She can be there for a whole year, you won't hear her voice. But the Lord says she's a principality. The day she died, are you with me? And media guys, if you can go on Google, look for the pictures. You will see some of those pictures. Maybe we can show it on the screen in second service. You will see the rainbow that came over a castle. Eh? And there was no rain. Are you still here? I said there was no rain. Oh. Eh? I said there was no rain. These are the kind of things we see. The kind of things we see when Babalola died and rain fell. They say, a great man has gone. A lion in the jungle has just passed. There are signs of the heavenlies. A woman, 90-something, how old was she? She died and rainbow came out, I think two times, in two of the castles. Same day. You are not seeing it yet. The day they were moving her corpse, they were marching around. You think you are the only one that have ritual? It's not by color. You see those guys, the way we are worshiping Satan, the way they are worshiping him, they carry casket. The way people used to behave in your village, when somebody dies, you'll now be dancing on the street, they'll be beating drum. If you say, what are they doing? This 21st century. The Queen of England has told us it's not a cake. They even carry the casket. They were not singing the song like that, but that's what they were doing. Do you know the meaning of Ilelolotara? Please, if you're online, interpret it. Somebody should interpret for those who are online. That means Mama has gone home. Straight! The gates of heaven has opened. They carry the casket. They were. And then the. they just pull the thing. And if you even paid good money, they will take your casket, throw it up. They will dance. Come back. They'll pick it. That means you paid good money to suffer. Do you understand what I'm saying? So we thought these things are old things that are the darkness in Africa. But we now realize that darkness is not tied to location. That you can be white, have PhD, but be doing Ilelo no tarara in your own language. Do you know that as they were moving the casket, a light shone from heaven? Look for the light that shone over the queen's casket. Broad daylight. The light shone and like a beam stayed on the casket. Didn't touch any other person. Ha, mama, you are a principality. You once you get that picture, second, because some people think I'm lying now. So I must look for that. It's on Google. I mean, I was watching it live on satellite TV. I saw it. I say, can they live a Kasaya? Ah, mama. So this is who you are. Ah. Mama. Ha. So you are like this. Haya yi kabali kasaida. You are like this. Ah. It's not that I cannot recall my mother Irish. But mama, you are strong. She, the elements in the atmosphere were manipulated because she passed. Those are the signs we saw with our fathers, with Kenneth Hagin, with Ayo Babalola, with Archbishop Bidas. When they passed, the earth knew that somebody had left. My brother, wait for a second sign. Some of you don't believe, so I'll show you. Some of you are not aware that your great grandparents were principalities because they worship Ogugu. They worship Obatala to the third realm. They offer sacrifice, not worship of the mouth. They followed Obatala in a very powerful and committed. They named all their children with Ogun in front of it. Ogun Wole, Ogun Bamike, Ogun Dayo. And you kept wondering why. My brother, we are committed beyond the leaves. My children are consecrated to worship you. So if you're in that WhatsApp group, I came for you this morning. One of my fathers in the faith, you know, his name was, I'll not call his name, but he had there was a part of that name that had L-E, letter L and E. You understand? And that L-E in the language means something that is difficult. All right? So when the problem became so much, the man started praying. Why is my life like this? Then God said, remove that which is difficult from your name. He said, what is difficult in my name? Then he looked at his name. Omole. Now, I'm not saying if your name is Omole. I'm talking about what God said to one man. Hello. Now, changing your name to Abraham may not absolve you of being under principalities and powers. So you need to hear what I'm saying. I'm just telling you how God delivered the man. Omo le. Remove the one that is. So the word le. So his name now became Omo. But he could not be brain Omo. He now added Omolorun. That's my mentor in Covenant University. So he became Omolorun, the son of God. Then he started prospering. Are you with me? So these are deep things. Are you with me now? So if the Lord is asking you to change your name, you know, you have to understand what is at stake. The Lord may not require it from everybody, but for an Abraham, he required it. There was a man that was named with sorrow. No. Was it Jabez? Aha. So he was named with sorrow, and the name was working in his life. If you have an aunt in your family that was a confirmed wizard or witch, or a grand monarch of the order of witches in your village, and because everybody was afraid of her, your father named you after her and said Veronica. Veronica may be a baptismal name, but is the name of a witch, a grand monarch. So you may find that you are flying. And you think it's a sign that you are called to the angelic order. But you are not called to the angelic order. you are already practicing how you'll be going for meetings, but you read medicine from Cambridge University. So forget that thing. The Queen has already confirmed to us that it's not about where you are. If you are part of us, you are part of us. Uh-huh. So the issue of darkness is about ignorance. Do you know that the whole world was watching the Queen in procession, the casket, and nobody talked about that? When darkness is in operation, you'll be seeing things like this. You will not catch it. They will come out physically and stand in front of you, like you'll be saying, "No, I don't really think that's what happened. I think maybe we just really didn't understand ourselves." Eh? You are explaining for witches and wizards. When the Bible says, "Suffer not a witch," you are, as a Christian, you have found a good explanation for witches and wizards. When your own Creator said, "Suffer not, do not permit." Okay. To operate in the kingdom, you need power. Say power. Whatever kingdom you subscribe to, we allocate something to you. Open the book of, give me Mark. Mark chapter 9. And verse 1. Mark 9, 1. The scripture says, "And he said unto them, when I say unto you that there be some that are standing here, we shall not taste of power of death until they have seen the kingdom of God come with what?" With what? Even the way you are saying it, I know there's no power. I say it will come with what? Power. So when it comes with power, what does that mean? It means there's going to be a change of guard. There's going to be a change of territory ownership. Come on, are you here? There's going to be a change of what? Territory ownership. Because you cannot say to Pharaoh, "Let my people go." And you came with a long letter. "Dear king, we are coming from the heavenly council, and it has been declared by the grand monarch of heaven that the people of Israel should go." Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The king is, the Pharaoh is, how did this guy even get in here? Because the spirits that work with me should have crippled him on the spot. Should have crippled him. He came here, even opened the letter I was reading from the council meeting of the 20th of October 2022. The council has decided that the tenure of the Queen of England will not continue. Prime Minister. The Prime Minister still came on TV to say, "I am not a quitter. I'm not a quitter." But the heavens already declared. What is written there is more legit. Find what is written. Pick your Bible that you may see what is written. Hey! I say what is written is more accurate. The person was still shouting, "Monday, Tuesday, I'm a fighter. I'm not a quitter. I've got what it takes." She removed the chancellor. One other woman at the Home Office was thrown out. And she was saying, "I'm fighting on. We are going to move forward." She made another appointment. Yeah, the heavens were saying, "Your tenure shall not continue." It's not what you say. It's what the government of heaven is saying. Yes, yes, yes. The enemy may wish for you to be embarrassed, but if the grand monarch of heaven say, "I have loved you with an everlasting love, therefore I show you mercy," that's what is written. You've got to get into the word of God and find out what God's word is saying about you. Because the word of God has no regard for your current circumstance. The word of God has no respect for what you have been through. When he looks at the casket of that dead child, he will say, "Talita kumi, young girl, I say unto you, arise." It doesn't matter how long she has been there, she's coming. And in case you think it was a mistake, he waited for 4 days. 4 days. 4 is the number of balance. He waited for 4 days because the Jews believe that in 3 days, if somebody dies, the spirit is still hovering. He can still wake up, even though nobody woke up, but they believed it. So Jesus waited extra 1 day. So they will not say this is not a notable miracle. The moment Jesus raised him, now the Jews now needed 2 people to die. They needed the man that came back, and they needed the man who did the miracle. Because the moment Jesus resurrected that man, he went to his house and was eating. Now, if somebody resurrects from the dead and cooks for you, can you eat it? Think about it. I know you are very bold. You are bold like a lamb. I say if somebody died for 4 days, came back, you now saw him at home. You now say, "Hey, I was cooking jollof rice, so Will you eat? He said, no, I'm fasting. I don't eat with the dead. Jesus sat down there, was eating his food. The people were angry. They sought to kill him. Because this is a, oh, you know Greek and Hebrew, but you don't know this one. This is a living testimony, a living miracle that is working in your midst. Jesus died, left Lazarus alive. It's a serious matter. I say in this kingdom you need power. Tell your neighbor, power. If you don't walk in power, they will insult you. You'll be a Pharisee at best. Actually, the Greek word that was used there is the word exousia. This one means dominion. This one is authority. This one is kratos. When you finish drinking your pepper water. Have you noticed that most people, even pastors, that preach against the ministry of power, they don't work in miracles? Think about it. That's why they have all the theology against it. But when you get into a place, when I was filled with demons many years ago in Bauchi State, and Brother Lawrence wanted to pray, he didn't come there and began, what was that song I sing? All I want. No, it's not that. That's not the song you need for that kind of meeting. Arise, oh God. Let your enemies. It's a declaration of war. When you rent a new house and you come in with your keys, arise! The demons is speaking, they begin to stumble over each other. There's a declaration of war here. You are going to a new office. Before you enter the office on the first day, arise! Oh, you must be well clothed in your garment, in your uniform. Armed with the sword of the spirit, not guns. Armed with the sword of the spirit, not guns. Armed with the sword of the spirit, not guns. Somewhere at your back. Pull it out. Come on, say pull it out. You pull it out. You cannot advance in this kingdom without power. Because even if you are serving Satan, Satan needs to empower you. Because if you meet with angels on the road and they knock your head, you may not be the same. Oh. Come on, are you still here? Now, this is the thing. We know no man after the flesh. You cannot look at a man and say, because he looks like this, he's not walking in power. You cannot. You cannot look at a woman and say, oh, because she's robust and she's doing well, that means the anointing. No, she may be feeding well. She may be having toast bread for breakfast and having fried rice for lunch, and she eats it consistently. Not once, not on Christmas and not on your birthday. Some people live well. You understand? You cannot look at a person and say, oh, because the person looks like this, that like God is blessing them. The person may be a pauper in the spirit realm. We don't look at anyone after the flesh. They looked at John. They discarded him. But when John spoke against the ruler could not sleep. That's power. Come on, I say that's power. When they threw Daniel into the lion's den, that was the day he slept. Before then, every there was a particular time. Hikamba, Lekara, Nosaya, Yemble Kotosia, Varina Metolia. They said, they'll be sending WhatsApp message. Please, all head of parastatals, head of ministries, the president will be meeting with us in 15 minutes. Likaba, Yerakata, Ziblegede, Robakata, 5 more minutes. Akaliba, Karodosia. So they came and they saw him that this guy prioritizes God more than their kingdom. So they began to plan for him. The guy was always praying. Listen to me. You want to walk in power? You'll be a prayer machine. Ah, yes. Ah, yes. Because what you are carrying, the power that is inside of you, the only way it can be customized and made compatible with your system is for you to have a consistent communication channel with the Lord. With the Lord. Even when you are watching a film, you may be working on your system. You just remember out of nowhere. You go back to the work. Your voice must not be far away from the throne. Your voice must not be far away. Many of us are far away. We are far away. That's why you are even feeling guilty. You can't come to God boldly because you know that it was with your two legs you walked away. There's a doctrine of power. There's a we want to take the territories for Christ. We want to take Maryland for Christ. We want to take the nations for Christ. My brother, my sister, you cannot do it without power. You cannot negotiate without power. My time is up. Now, I was about to begin to talk to you about the strong man. But time is up. So if the Lord permits me, maybe I will address that or I move it in next week. But we cannot talk about coming with power without talking about the strong man. Jesus referred to principalities and powers as strong men. And Jesus said, you cannot come into the house, into a territory that has rulership without first what? Binding. Oh my God, and I love the example somebody did. Somebody gave recently. I was in a meeting. And the person didn't even know I was going to preach this, but the person referred to this particular, and I'm just going to explain in summary what the person did. Adams, please come. Who is very short here? Okay, not short. Who is John? John, come. Now, please come, because they say my time is up. And I need you all to see what, if you cannot see this screen now, you need to change your seat. Please. Now, I want you to look at their height. Now, they are both blessed. This brother is very blessed. He's anointed. He's a prayer warrior. This is the principality and power. So God has revealed to this man in a vision that he's going to dethrone the prince of Maryland. So this is the prince of Maryland. Say amen. So now, John, I want you to try. Like you want to bind him. Oh yeah, try quickly. Now, no, like you are. Now, you will know this man is a prayer warrior. He doesn't watch film. Now, this is how the policemen, this is what they do. The moment they just hold your hand, are we together? They do something like this. But you remember this man is very tall. So try to bind him. Try to bind him. Now, you resist him. Now, it is obvious that this man, even though he's anointed, cannot undo this man. Are we together? This is drama time now. This man here, he loves God. He wants to obey him, but cannot undo this man. Because even with one hand, this man can fling him. God's power come. Michael come. Ebenezer come. Now, this man went to recruit help. Please come to this side. Ebenezer, come to this side. Now, he has gotten help. Four other prayer warriors. This one prayed against Afghanistan and God heard. This one prayed against another country. All of them are known to bring down countries. They are very powerful. But now, this Maryland guy is very strong. So John went to get their help. Now, please, without asking them to demonstrate, do you think they can lift this man up? I am telling you that one of the reasons why principalities have persisted is because we are walking alone. One of the reasons why we have struggled. The prayer points are okay. We are praying well. But John cannot undo this guy alone. Forget about it. There's no way it's going to happen. So look at this guy now. He's very tall. Some of them, by the time two people hold his leg, even John will hold his head. Because now one, we chase 1,000. But two, we not chase 2,000. It will chase 10,000. The moment there are two of them, their power is not multiplied. It is exponential. They will leave this guy. Now there are four. Then just all of a sudden, everybody started going to church in Maryland. All of a sudden, churches are coming up. All of a sudden, people are giving their life to Christ. Hey! Check what they are doing. It's not alone. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Please, let's appreciate them. Are you seeing what you need to do? Now, there's another key I must introduce here. Are you blessed? Don't. Hallelujah. when you are choosing that kind of thing, there must be unity of spirit. Unity of spirit. Don't turn that prayer team to gossip. The moment gossip comes in, that team is finished. Say, before we pray, I just want to tell you something. You know, when I saw Nkechi last time, you saw me when I was greeting her. You know, it was something we were trying to settle. You know, actually, what happened was that when, after Pastor said I should come and take the offering, then, you know, she pulled me. I didn't even know that Pastor David told, Prayer time is 1 hour. So you now, because you are a nice person, you now sit down for 20 minutes. Okay. Then at the end of the day, you now say it is well. It is well. But you've already wasted that time. Then as let's begin to pray and begin to bind every spirit. The image formed in your mind is in Kechi. Then you're like, if some of you, your mom will say, your mothers will say, I'm not praying against anybody. Oh. I don't have anybody in my mind though. But as I'm praying now, anybody, my brother, go and sit down. Yeah. We just finished talking about Nkechi. Who else do you expect to be on my mind? So when I say every territorial power, every territorial power, and you see Sister Mebe doing like this, but she was just talking about Nkechi. So you have to be like, the way you are flexing your muscle, I hope it's not that matter. And some are so terrible, when something bad now happens to Nkechi, they will say, sure, I told you. You see, this is my God. This is my God. Anytime I call upon him, hey, against your own sister, you still don't have a job. You have still not finished your masters. But God is answering you to discern. This, you still don't have, you know, you still don't have 2,500 now. You don't have 2,500. But every time you call upon God, then you raise your hand like this. Say like, oh, that's witchcraft. So there's a very thin line between spiritual warfare and witchcraft. Very thin line. You may find yourself operating in witchcraft and think you are praying. Hey, are you here? Yes, sir. Prayer warriors, are you here? I said you. There's a very thin line. If you are not careful, you've already become a wizard. And you are using scriptures as incantation. Are you still here? Should I round up this message? Because some of you are not happy with what I'm. Some people, see, if I said anything that hit you, just repent. Don't worry. You say, I got you. Just repent. We want to remove your name from that WhatsApp group. There are witch groups on WhatsApp for witches, where they discuss men that are cheating. And when they add you, and then you say, but my husband is not doing like this, they will say, your husband is a smart man. Is it not that your husband that is, I look like shara, the way it used to look. Shara, like it wants to close, but it's open, it's in you. That your husband, people with that kind of eye. When they open their eye, you are not sure if they are, is open or closed. They say, that your husband. Ekun, 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 ekun. He say, that means he's a lion. He's deceiving you. Then you start finding yourself checking his WhatsApp messages. Then when he's in traffic, you are wondering, he left the office 6 p.m. This is 9 p.m. But you can't drive. Oh. You can't drive on Third Milan, but you can be looking at time. Then one day, you just notice the house is on fire. For nothing. You know that thing you are looking for, you will see it. So the greatest enemy to spiritual warfare is witchcraft. So that's another series. Let's pray. I want you to thank the Lord for what you have heard.